Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so now what are we doing here, speaking of experts?
Dr. Andrew Solner is a friend of the show. He's the medical director of the Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute at Hartford Hospital. Doctor, good morning.
Yeah, how are you?
We got a question. We had something in our earlier segment about kale and how good it is for cancer. Is this a wives'
tale? Basically, it was everything.
They say kale helps with everything. Is that true?
Well, there's some evidence that cruciferous vegetables, that includes not only kale, but things like broccoli and cauliflower, are probably helpful and protective in terms of providing antioxidants and good nutrients. But I think that's true of all fresh vegetables. I think they're helpful, and we should all be eating about 5 helpings of fresh vegetables a day.
No, maybe, I could do that with broccoli.
Maybe Tommy will have some on the truck. I'll have some
kale.
I could do broccoli every day.
All right. We wanted to get you on about this story dealing with medical marijuana patients and vaping investigations. Doctors on the Marijuana Review Board say patients in Connecticut use vaporizers to administer their cannabis, and they're worried about that. Why?
Well, as you know, there's a vaping illness that's going around in the United States. Over 800 cases have been reported, 11 deaths.
Yeah.
18 cases reported in Connecticut thus far. And the CDC is investigating this, but we really don't know what is causing it. There's some early speculation that most of these cases are occurring in people who use vaping solutions that they purchase outside of illicit purchases, many of which contain THC, and there's some speculation that THC is diluted with vitamin E acetate.
What's that do?
Which is a lipid substance. It dilutes the THC, and it is known to be a lung toxin. So that's at least speculation. To my knowledge, there's no cases reported in patients who have only used products, for example, from our medical marijuana program. We're asking everybody to be careful and not purchase anything that they buy from an illicit source, only to buy it from, and ultimately, of course, from the standpoint of nicotine, we would like everybody to be off of nicotine, both combustible and non-combustible. But from the standpoint of the medical marijuana program, yes, vaping is one source of medical marijuana that patients use. For example, our patients may use it to help with nausea because when they vape it, they get an immediate level in the body and they get immediate relief of their nausea, as opposed to an edible product, which can take as long as 45 minutes to work.
Wow.
There's also other rapid-acting forms. There's a mouth spray that they can use that doesn't involve actually inhaling something. So there are alternatives that can be used. But to our knowledge, for people who are using products provided by one of the 4 growers and 18 dispensing pharmacies in the state of Connecticut, nobody's gotten this severe lung injury using those products.
Dr. Solner, so as I understand it, in the dispensary, I think I'm understanding this correctly, at the dispensaries, you can in fact buy that form of marijuana?
Yeah, if you're certified and registered into the medical marijuana program, you can talk to the pharmacist at one of the dispensaries, and depending upon your condition and what you need, you can purchase a vaping solution of THC or CBD or some combination thereof. All their products have been tested to be free of chemicals and pesticides.
Nice.
And all of them come in a medication bottle, Ray, that actually has the milligrams of THC and CBD in it. So as you get a medicinal effect from it, you can get the same product again, or if you needed to tweak the dose, you know exactly what you were taking.
As opposed with the homebrew, which will do nothing for you.
Right, who knows what's in it.
Are we ahead of the curve, Doctor, among other states in New England and in the region when it comes to dealing with this, or are we lagging behind at all?
Well, from the standpoint of the medical marijuana program, I think we have one of the best models in the country, Joe, because we do carefully regulate the growers and the dispensaries, and all of the products are deemed to be safe because they go through this. Each batch is independently tested by a laboratory to determine that it's free of chemicals and pesticides, okay, and the exact dose of cannabinoids, the chemicals in it. So I think our medical marijuana model is the envy of many models around the country. Wow. So that's a good thing. In terms of the vaping issue with the severe lung disease, you know, Massachusetts has responded by putting a moratorium on any all vaping products for 4 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, that potentially denies people of something that they may need medically. So, you know, nobody exactly knows how to deal with the severe vaping illness, which has impacted some young people under the age of 18. So, of course, there's a big public health concern about it. I think Connecticut is in the midst of trying to determine what its response should be.
You know, let's get into back to where you were just a few moments ago, talking about, you know, nicotine, about being addicted to cigarettes and so on and so forth.
Right.
But I think you and I have talked about this. In fact, you know, some people insist, oh, well, marijuana, it's much safer than smoking. Well, no, right?
That's correct. I mean, marijuana, if you smoke marijuana, mm-hmm. you know, actually combustible marijuana cigarettes, one marijuana cigarette has about the same amount of carcinogens as a pack of regular cigarettes.
Okay.
So smoking marijuana is not safe. Utilizing marijuana if you need it for medical purposes through the medical marijuana program in other formats
right.
probably is safer than smoking cigarettes.
Okay, well, sure.
But, you know, marijuana contains some substances. There's a small risk of addiction. It's probably less than 5%.
Right.
And particularly on the young brain, the brain of people under 18,
right.
there is a risk of having cognitive effects.
Okay.
So, you know, like anything else, you have to weigh the risks and benefits and make a conscious choice about what you're going to do to your body.
Yeah, and that's the key, doctor, is that it's you've got to use your head when it comes to things like this.
Exactly right. Yeah. And you know, that's why the Tobacco 21 law that just went into effect yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I think, is so important, because what we've realized now is that people who are 21 and older have a lower likelihood of getting addicted to nicotine and also have a greater amount of judgment in terms of making those choices. And what we learned is that the number of kids in middle school and high school who were vaping, and as you know, that vaping has increased dramatically in the last year or two in Connecticut schools, those kids get their vape products from 18-year-olds.
Oh, nice.
And
wow.
So by this new Tobacco 21 law, what we've done, hopefully, is begin to put a dent in the youth access to tobacco products.
Dr. Andrew Sallner, friend of the show, medical director of the Hartford Healthcare Cancer Institute, and also a member of the Connecticut Medical Marijuana Program Physician Review Board. Andy, thanks. We appreciate it. Have a great
day.
Thank
you, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks, Joe and Ray.
Good to talk to you, Doc.
He's so good.
He is.
He really is.
And he speaks English.
You can understand it.
Right. You know,
well,
I like
which
that.
Which is why Alessi's good.
Exactly.
Because he does English the same thing.
Well,
he doesn't talk in doctorese.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.